Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com again. And this is another podcast for a value-priced wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We've got a couple thousand reviews over the years on there. And for the last few years, we've also been doing podcasts. So if you don't like to read, you can listen. If you don't like to listen, you can read. And today we've got one I didn't know what to expect. I got it in Target. And the reason I bought it is it was like a $13 wine at Target that was on sale for $4 off. And I go, okay, I'll buy that one. And it's the Photograph North Coast Sauvignon Blanc 2021. North Coast in this instance means Sonoma and Napa. That's where the vineyards were. This is a wine from Vintage Wine Estates. They're a large wine group. They have like 34 different brands, and that's including some spirits and ciders and stuff. They have Layer Cake and Owen Roe, Costantino, Kunde, Coupe. I've got links to it on the website in the review. And this wine has some sort of attachment to Kunde Winery, which was which had been family owned. I'm probably not since it's part of that group. It might still have some ownership there. I think the winemaker helped make this wine. I'm not sure. It didn't show up on the Vintage Wine Estates website with all their technical stuff, but it does have a website of its own, and it doesn't say much. It had a video with some good music of somebody's arm picking up the bottle and putting it down at a table in various spots. So it wasn't, it's like, okay, good. Thank you for making me watch this for a minute and 30 seconds. But guess what? I start looking into this, and this one is a Wine Enthusiast Magazine Best Buy for 2023 right now. Sometimes you see that stuff, and it was 5 years ago that the wine won an award. No, this is right now. And it's a 92-point wine for a wine I got for $9. And it's and that's the price, you know, $9 to $13 is what it costs all the time. This isn't like a store brand that has price advantages. This is a wine that comes in at a really good price. And it is unique. This is not a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. This is not a French Sauvignon Blanc. This is very California. I'm going to take a sip, and I was impressed. The note's a little subtle compared to some Sauvignon Blanc. Sometimes those things jump out. You can smell them. You can nose them from a foot away. Now, this is a little more subtle. Nothing wrong with that. And the flavors are more of a stew. The acidity is really good. This is a balanced wine. When I first started to nose it, I got some barnyard, which is a euphemism for something I don't want to say. But that went away, and I don't think it actually was barnyard. I think it was these spices and stuff all clashing at first, and once it opened up, that went away. So it scared me. Maybe that's why I like it, because I was like, oh no, what is that? And it ended up being delicious. It's not singular flavors. It's maybe a melon with the ripe peach and maybe green apple. And some interesting spices in there, and then a tangerine in the mid palates, and maybe some honey, and it's got really good length, and then it's maybe got some cashew nutty thing going on there too. Not real pronounced, but it's there. Yeah, this is a good tasting wine. I mean, this is California. Normally, I measure Sauvignon Blanc on the Loire Valley in France, and also in New Zealand. New Zealand's kind of a singular take on it. And the other ones are kind of, not to say imitations, but not as much. You know, the Sauvignon Blanc can be a huge wine in not overpowering, but in fragrance and flavor and stuff. And this is very California. This is the first time I thought, and I know I'm wrong, that I thought this was a California Sauvignon Blanc. This is something different. To go back in a little bit of history, in the 60s, Robert Mondavi, who was like the godfather of California wine, couldn't sell Sauvignon Blanc. I mean, no one wanted it. No one liked it. So he changed the name to Fumé Blanc, and it took off. Same wine, different name. And it once it's well to this day, right now I'm still we're doing a Sauvignon Blanc from California, which is what his was. And it got to be so big that they were able to go back to the original name, and people forgot they didn't like Sauvignon Blanc. So we're taking another sip of this, and we'll hang this one up because all I got to say, it's a good wine. It's a Target. You can find it at grocery stores. You can probably find it at larger liquor store wine shops. Vintage Wine Estates is well distributed, and they have high-end wines, and they have niche wines. They had a Cowboy Sisterhood, Middle Sister wine, so they have wines aimed at women, which I always, I didn't think wine was, I think wine was unisexual. I don't know. Well, I guess it's marketing, but I never thought of a wine as male or female. But they do that, and they're probably doing a good job because they have three or four of those wines with female names to it. And they have high end, they have low end, they have them all. So you can find it, it's out there. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. This is a Photograph North Coast Sauvignon Blanc 2021. It's inexpensive, and it's one of the better cheap and expensive wines you're going to find in 2023. If you ask me, it's Sauvignon Blanc. That's good. And you can get it at Target when you're going there to buy paper towels or whatever. So adios, keep it cheap. Push buttons to like us if you will. We appreciate it, and I'll be talking to you. Adios. Bye-bye.